Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
You have Western classical music and hip hop.
Currently, I'm thinking about my currency. The current of the CB flowing money straight to me. Because it's real, things happen on a regular.
You're going to hear something very authentic that defies any genres.
What we are doing will generate prototype of new way of doing things.
The hip-hop orchestra experience is really creating new music. This is a revolution.
The new concert documentary, The Hip-Hop Orchestra Experience, showcases a 28-piece hip-hop orchestra led by Juan Kim, a Korean-born composer blending the worlds of hip-hop and classical masters. Through electrifying performances featuring four rappers, a soprano, a turf dancer, and a chamber orchestra, the film captures the visceral energy of the ensemble's original compositions. Performance footage is interwoven with interviews to create a film that reveals how this daring artistic experiment bridges cultural divides, sparks dialogue, and envisions a future where music unites even the most disparate of voices. The Hip Hop Orchestra Experience will premiere on PBS All Arts tomorrow, March 19th. It's directed by Josh Nesmith, and he joins us now along with aforementioned composer Juan Kim. Juan Kim and Josh Nesmith, welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Juan, let's remind people about your project and your work before we specifically discuss this concert and this documentary project.
Yes, so I'm the artistic director and composer of The Hip Hop Orchestra Experience. We've been doing it for about 15 years. Now it's a chamber orchestra with about 25 musicians with full strings, flute, oboe, clarinet, two bassoons, two French horn, piano, drum, and then amazing MCs, turf dancer, and a soprano. So we've been touring the world, making music that samples both hip hop and classical, and tried to rock the boat.
And how did this specific film come to be? And how was Josh recruited or assigned or volunteered to make it?
We poached Josh when he was sleeping in his room. Well, we met doing our very first film, Method Sampling, How to Build a Future Together in 2023. It premiered in 2023, so we met before. And it ended up winning Best Music Documentary at Downtown LA Film Festival. And now it has been picked up by Voice of America and has been released internationally. I guess it's like almost 2 to 3 weeks ago now. So we decided to continue our collaboration. And this is our second iteration. So during the time of us pushing the film, the first film, we met a lot of interesting people, and among those was former PBS executive that really took a liking on our project. And he was saying like, hey, do you have anything else? So we were like, we could have something else. So we pitched this and it ended up being picked up by All Arts.
That's right. It premieres on PBS All Arts on the 19th of March. It is a filmed concert presentation, a live concert presentation with people talking about what this hip hop orchestra experience means to them, their impressions of it, how it works. The MCs are interviewed. It's a very informative and very beautiful and entertaining. Josh, how did you approach filming this and how did you decide on the structure?
Sure. Since we created the first documentary, I think we immediately started a conversation of what's next. And thankfully, with some guidance from Donald, we were able to focus a few different interests that we were kicking around, from performance focus to, you know, more doc storytelling to potentially some like more reality focus. So we were all kind of stirring these ideas around. Yeah, thankfully, Donald was a great partner to just providing a lot of guidance. So what emerged as the project was something that was truly performance-based. It's punctuated by a lot of these interviews throughout. And so we still, have this kind of narrative element we think is just as important as the musical portion. It's, I think there's more to say here than just the act itself. So I think that was a really nice blend of, you know, primarily performance with a, you know, some story elements in there as well. So yeah, I think, you know, we really wanted to elevate this kind of recording of the ensemble. We're able to piece together a lot of older recordings, or, you know, more dated. There's kind of a big spread of quality in those. So we really think this is kind of the best thing, the best that the ensemble has looked and sounded so far.
Going with this, Donald that Josh is mentioning is Donald Toms, who used to be in PBS, but he also has been in Discovery Channel, and he received Lifetime Emmy Award a year ago. So he's a big supporter of us, and he's the executive producer that supported this project.
Speaking of executive directors, the executive director of the Hip Hop Orchestra Experience is Christopher Nicholas, and I saw him on screen, but it looked like he was trying to hide from the camera. Was he hiding from the cameras for the most part?
As usual, he's, you know, extinguishing fires that's going on all the time, and disasters. Believe me, this is like wrangling cats that are on PCP.
Juwan, what is it like for you to watch the video that captures this, you know, concert experience, et cetera, that you put on? Do you enjoy watching it back and seeing it from a different angle? Some people don't like seeing themselves on screen. How do you feel about it?
Well, I like it much better to watch me perform than speaking, that's for sure. But Josh did a great job, and the focus isn't necessarily me. I'm part of the group. Yes, mm-hmm. I do conduct and doing all this stuff, but we wanted to give an overview of the project itself. But really, our story is continuation from Method Sampling, How to Build a Future Together. In fact, entire endeavor of, you know, Hip Hop Orchestra Experience has been really try to figure out how to build future culture, and how can we get out of this, what we call decadence. Decadence in a sense that everything seems to be repeating without any structural changes. And we feel like the way we are doing, putting together this music, the way the audience are reacting to it and how they feel, this will, in our mind, this contributes to the new world that we can actually build, that people can actually participate together.
Josh, what is it about the Hip Hop Orchestra Experience and Juwan Kim's kind of philosophy that he just put into words that you respond to, that makes you, that excites you, or makes you want to continue to collaborate with them if the opportunity presents?
As we previously mentioned, I just think that there is so much more to their story and what they're trying to do than just being a touring performing arts act. You know, as somebody that's like attracted to stories, we could just do performance based promotion that would be, I would say, maybe conventional for some sort of, you know, career music act. But Juwan and I just speak all the time and dissect more of the guts of like what the ensemble is trying to do, and also the stories of Juwan and Chris. So there's just so much there, and I think that you know, we're still refining what we're trying to say and evolving. Still, you know, there's still plenty left to explore.
All of the players in the chamber orchestra are magnificently talented, and it's, you know, very evident the music sounds beautiful. The MCs are really strongly featured. Not that the instrumentation or the opera singer aren't, but the, you know, the lyrics and the movement presented by the turf dancer, but especially the MCs, I think, is you know, hard to look away from. You don't, not that one would want to, but it's incredibly compelling, and it is right there as you perform. How do you, Juwan, find and incorporate the MCs that join the ensemble?
Yeah, so the MCs have to be special type of MCs. They have to be students of rhyme, so they have to be good, and they have to be adventurous enough to not just, you know, rhyme over a classical sounding beat. So a lot of times what happens when people hear Hip Hop Orchestra, and even the attempts that's been done, including Legacy Acts doing hip hop and orchestra, is that orchestral elements are used as almost like a cosmetic. And a lot of times it's superfluous in a sense that they could have changed that with some sort of loop of orchestral sounds. So it completely serves the hip hop aesthetic, which is fine. But what we have been doing is to actually push the hip hop form, but pure by accident, by the way, because I wasn't trying to make this Frankenstein monster. It was more like me trying to make hip hop music with only classical techniques that accidentally created this monster, I guess. So it's not classical music, not hip hop music. So what happens in the form? It doesn't follow 16 bar hip hop form. It doesn't always have 4/4. It might have, you know, meter changes within the phrase. So it creates a really challenging hurdles for the MCs to rhyme over. So they have to be really good, really like into this idea of like experimenting with the hip hop form itself. And, you know, given the fact that hip hop, of course, classical, but really hip hop, that is essentially a culture and an important part of some people's identity. And they find this endeavor that we're doing to be a little sacrilegious in some ways. So they have to be okay to be punk rock about it. So they have to go to this uncharted water together. And what we are creating is exciting simply because it is outside of that box. It is pushing the boundaries. And, you know, conversely, for players, they have to be really good at performing, but, you know, be okay with this kind of atmosphere and sort of the openness that doesn't quite come with classical music. And if you see our presentation, we have turf dancer, we have people wearing not, you know, concert black, simply because we want to actually go to the root of how hip hop emerged as part of underground New York parties. So that atmosphere, and we were trying to capture that spirit. So it is very hip hop, but it's also very classical, and it pushes both genres in a unique way. And what we are creating, as I mentioned in the movie Method Sampling, is something new that people can all participate, regardless of their background. And I think that that's jarring for some people, but ultimately is a strength that we have that is unique to us.
Before we wrap up here, is there anything I've not asked you to about that you would like to make sure that people hearing this interview know as they seek out the PBS All Arts series, or, I mean, the episode, or, you know, anything else having to do with your work or the ensemble?
We're going on tour, and then, you know, you can find the details on our website. It's thhoe.com, The Hip Hop Orchestra Experience, acronym.com. We used to call it like Hip Hop Orchestra Experience, and then decided to put the, because if it is Hip Hop Orchestra Experience, we realize it becomes, which we aimed, sure. Right? So yep. Mm-hmm. We decided to put the.
Anything you'd like to impart, Josh, before we say adieu?
Well, we're wildly excited about the new All Arts piece. We're very, very thrilled with how we've been able to iterate with the filmmaking that we've been able to do so far. So definitely check it out on All Arts, and definitely look into the upcoming tour.
It is lovely to have spoken with both of you, and great to see you. Thank you so much for your time, and, you know, have a safe and fulfilling tour.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Hip Hop Orchestra Experience will premiere on PBS All Arts tomorrow, March 19th. Our guests were Ju-on Kim and Josh Nesmith. To learn more, visit thhoe.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.